Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are in 31 days of prayer, and I'm telling you, sometimes if you've ever been wondering about whether or not God is pleased with you, or if you're doing the right thing, or if you're on the right track concerning His work or His business, trust that you are doing the right thing, or you're making progress in the right direction when the enemy is at you or trying to hinder and block what you're doing. I'm telling you, even on last night, the reason why our day 13 was so short was because the system was acting up horribly. Everything I tried to do to reset it and get it in place, it would not work. So I just went on in faith. I said, no, I'm going to use the time that we have. And it was enough time to get some points out concerning our prayer premise, Psalm 23. And so tonight, posting up those prayer points so that we could have them to study or what have you and agree on in prayer. Every other post would post to Facebook except that one. You gotta laugh. I remember a great man of God told me one day, he's like a spiritual father to me, Dr. Richard Christie, the president of Manhattan Bible Institute in New York. He said, daughter, that's how he spoke. He said, you have to learn to laugh at the enemy. Yeah, that's what he said. And I said, you know something, that thing has stuck with me for the rest of my life from the time that he said those words to me. And I'm learning that, and I try to share that with others. We have to learn to laugh because, listen, if you're being tested, God is working something. There's something that's being done that is causing damage in some way, shape, or form to the enemy's camp. Amen. And his assignment on your life. Listen, he don't want you to make no progress. He definitely don't want you to come on here, be a witness. My God, for my Lord, he don't want you to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Babo Shanda. So he'll try to do any little thing he can, and it's those little foxes that try to destroy the vine, but not so. In Jesus' name, God is good to us, and we're still here tonight. So if I have to rewrite it again and repost it, so be it. God is good. As a matter of fact, I can share some of them with you right now. Our prayer premise and our prayer focus and points are to really trust the Lord for provision. Because when the Bible says that He is our shepherd and we should not want, that's exactly what God means when He had David write that. I shall not want. Meaning I don't have to desire or suffer lack in any area of my life. Now, if you try to keep up with the Joneses and you're just greedy and not grateful and not learning how to be content in whatsoever state you find yourself, come on up in here. That's something different. But when you really sit back and think about it, hallelujah, hallelujah, come on, you really want for nothing. And if perhaps you find yourself in a place where you desire something or even need something, what does the Bible say? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He is going to provide you with what exactly you need. Hallelujah. We have to trust Him. And we also have to be tested in order to what? Grow. Glory be to God tonight. So I'm so happy to be able to share this time with you. We are on day 14, and I praise God for what He's going to do, what He's already started during these 31 days. And my God, I'm telling you, He's manifesting His power. He is downloading instructions to prepare us for the new year, for this wind of change that is blowing. Glory to God. The winds of change are blowing. Yes, they are. Oh, and God is confirming His word left and right. He is indeed doing a new thing, and He is flipping and turning the table in the favor of His faithful. Let me say that again. I said He's flipping and turning the tables in the favor of His faithful. Hallelujah. Don't you worry about a man giving you accolades or awards or trophies or gifts. God sees Glory to God. Everything that you do in secret for him, everything that you don't brag about and get on the phone about saying that I did and I gave Dave. No, no, no. Hallelujah. He sees what you do in the closet. Hallelujah. When nobody is looking, your faithfulness in prayer, your faithfulness in seeking him, your faithfulness in doing what you need to do to consecrate yourself before him. Hallelujah. He looks at every detail. Come on up in here. Hallelujah. Don't think that anything goes unnoticed with him, because the Bible tells us this. There's nothing hidden from him with whom we have to do. Glory to God. Nothing hidden from him. Nothing hidden from him. So he sees everything. He knows everything. Glory to God. And he is on your side. I want you to know that tonight. He is indeed on your side, and he has great and many promises, blessings, and plans for you. Don't be moved by what you see and hear. In the natural, don't be discouraged by some of the things you may see. As a matter of fact, there's just some stuff around us that we need to just shut off. Does that make sense? You literally have to shut some things off mentally and physically and spirit. You know, there's just certain things that you cannot allow in your space, certain things you cannot allow in your spirit, in your surrounding, in your atmosphere. You can't allow those things. You can't allow those things because it'll get in the way of what God is trying to do. He's trying to fill you, and you got other junk in there in the way. No. And we do that. Sometimes, you know, God will move on us and move in us a certain way, and then here we go counteracting what he's done by trying to fit our carnality and what we're used to in the flesh, fit it into that. When God is trying to take you to another dimension and he's calling you and you know he is and you feel that pull, my blessed Jesus tonight, there's some things that just have to be cut out in order to get a full overflowing portion. Are y'all with me tonight? Hallelujah. In order to get a full cup. Listen, he said, be filled with the Spirit. Not halfway. Be ye filled with the Spirit. We got to be filled. Hallelujah. When you're full, you don't have to look no place else to be filled. You don't have to fill the void with any substitutes. Come on here. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. I believe wholeheartedly God is speaking to somebody in particular tonight about your prayer. You've been asking, Lord, I want to be filled. Better yet, there's some of you that have been praying, Lord, I need to be refilled. I want a fresh portion. I need fresh oil. Give them time and space to move and operate and function. Oh, offer unto him the sacrifice of time. Those things that you like, those hobbies and things. Television? Glory to God. If it ain't edifying your spirit, turn it off. Glory to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. I said, Boku. I didn't say you have to live like a hermit. Glory to God, unless he calls you to that. And then for somebody else tonight, I need to ask this question on behalf of the Holy Ghost. How bad did you want it? Woo! How bad do you want what it has for you? Because anything that you desire that is of him and is good and is for the benefit of you, your life, your connection, your relationship with him, and the advancement and building and maintenance of his kingdom, he put that desire there in the first place. Oh, mama, huh? Uh-huh. To show you what he can do for you and what he wants to put in your hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants to make the deposit. Give him time and space. All right. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to get into Psalm 23 one more time. Praise God, as the Lord will allow us to do. And we just want to look at those points again, those points that are in the scripture again. If they don't repost tonight, automatically I will redo them again. Very simple points, very simple, but meaty and weighty and full of revelation. Glory to God. And I see God answered in prayer even in that, because it's true. I was always taught this, and I heard it again on Saturday morning at a prayer breakfast. We can read the same scripture 100 gazillion trillion gabillion times, if there is such a number. Hallelujah. And you will always find something different. You will always find something new, something refreshing, something that we missed before. Amen. And so God is constantly unveiling and revealing himself, re-showing a part of himself that we have never seen or understood before. Hallelujah. And that's how he takes us from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And we grow in the knowledge of who he is. He is so wonderful. Amen. And so we just want to look at that one more time tonight before we get in prayer. Praise God. And it's very familiar, the scripture, Psalm 23. But again, as I had written in the prayer points, we have to be careful that we don't get so familiar that we miss the revelation of what God is trying to say. Because we repeated it 1,000 times in Sunday school, and it was a scripture, you know, on Sunday morning before worship, or it was a popcorn scripture. Y'all with me? It was something that was so common that we never really took the time to study it, to really break it down and chew it up real good and digest it and make sure that we got all that the Lord was trying to give us. Amen. And so that's what we want to do through prayer tonight. We want to get an understanding of what it means to really be a sheep of his pasture and what it means that he is our shepherd. I want to share this brief truth with you before we start and say that I learned that by nature, sheep are naturally blind. Amen. They don't have good eyesight. That's why they listen to the voice. Ooh, I feel God. Yay, they listen for the voice of their shepherd. Hallelujah. Didn't Jesus say that? My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Amen. He said, they know me, and I know them. There's a deep relationship, a connection there. Hallelujah. That nothing can break. Come on. And so, because they're blind by nature, they have to listen. Come on. How about us? We can't see everything. We have to ask the Lord to do a shine the light of his word on our path. Thy word, oh God, is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my pathway. I got to be able to see clear. Hallelujah. And even when I think I'm good and I can see, I still need to hear his voice, because everything ain't what it appeared to be. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. So they listen to the voice of the shepherd. And in addition to that, glory to God, they sometimes have a tendency to veer off the course. They leave the fold. Mm-hmm. And they get busy and go about places they ain't got no business. Ain't that like us? So the shepherd has a rod and a staff. And it's that staff that has the hook on the end of it. It's like a candy cane shape, you know, like a cane. And he uses that to grab the leg of that little lamb or sheep, and he breaks that leg. And as that baby's leg is broken, he lifts it up. Ooh, so you ain't going to run off no more because you can't walk now. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. And while you're healing, I'm going to hold you. Isn't that beautiful? That's what the shepherd does. He lifts up the sheep while his leg is broken after he got pow-pow. Mm-hmm. And he holds him as he heals. Woo! I'm trying so hard to stay calm, but that's what I want the Lord to do for me, my God, in every situation where my heart has been broken, my God, or maybe my own disobedience might have caused me to go the wrong way. Rush Bakai. He chases those who he loves, and that's my prayer. Hold me while you heal me. Woo, hiya. Glory to God, and that's what a good shepherd does. Amen. And so, with that, we want to look at, we're just going to read the psalm one more time and then get into prayer. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. You hear? You need to decree that to them bills. Come, I ain't going to lack nothing. Hallelujah. Speak it into your destiny. I will not lack. I will not. I'm not going to want for nothing, because God, hallelujah, the Lord is my shepherd. I don't have to go down to Egypt for help. I don't have to rub elbows with nobody and hope they like me so they can. The Lord, he is my shepherd. I shall not. I shall not want. Yeah, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. We talked briefly about that yesterday. Pastures of tender green grass. Ooh, he makes sure that I'm well nurtured and nourished. Come on. He gives me peace. Hallelujah. Hey. He causes me to lie down with this safety. Come on, in abundance. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. And look at what else he does. He leads me beside the still waters. Woo, we talked about that briefly yesterday, how sheep are normally scary. They're scary cats a little bit. They don't like loud noises and rushing waters. They don't like that. Makes them nervous and antsy. So what does he do? He leads us, beside the side of the baboshi, the still waters. Ooh, I heard this said before too. Amen. The old folks say it down here. Still waters run deep. So not only am I going to be at a place where I can rest and receive peace, but I'm going to be refreshed. Ooh, I'm going to be restored. My God, there's no limit to what he's going to do for me as I allow him to lay me down. My son, so he can deal with me. He wants to deposit some things in my spirit. He wants to talk to me and commune with me under the bush by those still waters. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Look at what it says. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He makes sure I'm not going to go the wrong way. Hallelujah. And just in case, he got the rod. Hallelujah. The rod of correction. Come on here. Bless God tonight. He restores my soul. Every now and then I might get weary. Ooh, I might get burdened down with the affairs of this life. But what does God do? He restores my soul. Yes, he puts every piece of me back together again. He fills my cup up. Oh, when it feels like I'm running on E. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's good like that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what he's given to me. It is my portion. I ain't going to fear nothing. Because he's with me. He made me a promise. He would never leave me nor forsake me. He's faithful. Yes, he is. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I ain't got to worry what he said. Don't fret yourself because of the evil doers. They soon. They're going to be cut down like the grass. Come on here. They're going to wither as the green herb. You ain't got to worry. Listen, business belongs to God. Why are you crying about it? Why are you trying to get your feelings in order? Come on. Hallelujah. Why are you saying, Lord, it's killing? No, it ain't killing you. It's building you. It's making you stronger. Why are you doing all of that? He prepared a table. Ooh, beautiful table before you, right in front of you in the presence of your enemies. Yes, he's going to show his pleasure, Kandosha, on your life. Again, I repeat what the Holy Spirit had me to say on yesterday. Right in the face of those who doubt his hand in your life and upon your life, he's preparing a table right in front of them. Mm-hmm. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I wish somebody would just lift their hand and say that to the Lord. Anoint me, Lord. Anoint me. Anoint me. Ooh, anoint. I get it. I know you understand. You anointed and you did all of that. I understand. But when you're crying out to Jesus, oh Lord, anoint me. Don't you know he already knows what he put on you? But when you're asking for anointing, but I want you to do it again. I want you to give me fresh oil. Make me honor. I need what you have for me to do for you. In this realm, I need to be able to be fully equipped. And let me tell you something. Those trials and tests and hard places you may be in, that's exactly what he's doing in that hard place. Listen, to you it may seem hard, but for God it is a wealthy place. That's how you have to look at it, the way he's ordained it and the way he sees it. He has put you in a wealthy place. Because it's in the hardship that he's anointed you. I wish somebody would shout. I said it's in the in the hard places. When you can't sleep at night and you cry yourself to sleep talking to God and you don't know how you even got to sleep that night, but the morning you wake up with the sun smiling on your face. Come on, Santa. It's in those places that he's calling you up, real God. He's giving you, he's anointed your head with oil. Not just no little drop either. Hallelujah. That's why he has to be turned up so you can't move. That's why he has to tie you down. Lord, I want to get out of this now. I'm overflowing you with the anointing. And it ain't just for you to show out. It's to preserve your soul. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will. I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And for those of you that say, well, Sister Faith, the church ain't always going to be around. Well, you know what the church building was, but we will. And we ain't going to always be here either. But while we're here, Sandeko, we're going to be in the will of God forever. The goodness and mercy going to follow me. God going to make sure that I'm in the right place with them. Hallelujah. He going to make sure I'm all right. Hallelujah. That I won't miss him. Is that all right? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace in prayer one more time. We are so grateful. We are so grateful that you have allowed us the opportunity to come to your throne room, to sit with you, to sit at your feet, to sup with you. Hallelujah. To worship you, to praise you. Oh, because you're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy of all of our praises. My God, we can never thank you enough for what you have done, what you're yet doing, and what you have planned that we can't even see right now. Father, we bless and honor you for your loving kindness and your faithfulness towards us. And we ask that you would forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for your blood that cleanses us. We thank you that you're faithful and just to forgive us and to wash us of all impurities, every iniquity in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you glory again because we don't have to be here. We could be 6 feet under. We could be in the mall. We could be sick on our bed of affliction, my God. But to have us right here, right now, with the ability, the mind, hey, my God, to seek your face in prayer. Father, in spite of obstacles, in spite of blockades, in spite of hindrances, in spite of buffets, you are yet allowing us to push and to press, to move forward, to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, to bulldoze our way through by the power of your Holy Ghost, and the spirit of praise, to pull down every wall of Jericho that had been erected to keep us from getting to the place you've called us to be and to possess. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you for it. We want to thank you for another chance. In spite of us, you are good. In spite of us, you are merciful. You yet remind us through your word that you are our good shepherd. And we thank you that we don't lack anything. Father, we decree and declare that we have to be repentant. We have to be penitent because we have complained. Yes, we have. About what we don't have and what we should have and what we need and I wish I had. The Bible says that we shall not walk. And you told us, oh God, that we must learn how to be abased and how to abound. Yes, Lord. Make us well-rounded tonight. Make us well-rounded saints tonight. Father, for every time that we've hurt your feeling, Spirit of God, we've complained and listen, there's so many others that are worse off than we are. And instead of us praying for those that need, that really need, my God, we said and we complained and we've even allowed the spirit of depression to overtake us. Being so concentrated on earthly things and carnal things, the things that we are not supposed to be laying up our treasures toward. You told us to build up our affections, listen, to set our affections on the things above, that we are supposed to not build up treasures for ourselves here in the earth, but in heaven. And so, Father, we want to thank you for a new mindset tonight. We want to thank you for renewing our minds, oh God, that we know that we lack nothing. Father, even our heart's desires, you promised to give it to us if we delight ourselves in you. We magnify you for it. I said the most to take. Yes, God, we give you glory because you're making us grow up. You're causing us to walk in a level of maturity that we've never experienced before. Father, you're getting rid of the pacifiers. Yes, you are. And the pablum and the kindergarten cots. You're causing your people to come up. That's what you're doing. Not by my know my power, but by your Holy Ghost. We praise you. We give you glory right now because there's no other God like you. There are hirelings that work for hire and filthy lucre looking for a dime. But you prove that you are the good shepherd because you laid down your life willingly to make sure that we would be all right, both now and forever. You saw the wolf coming. Wow. And you put yourself in harm's way to protect us and give us life eternal. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it. We bless you right now. That you saw fit to even make us the sheep of your pasture. You are a mighty good leader, and we praise you. You lead us in the path of righteousness, and we ask you right now for some soul that's at the fork road, that's standing at the fork in the road, at the crossroad. They don't know which way to go. They're evil voices, cunning voices, deceitful voices, trying to trick them, telling them to go down the wrong way. Lead, lead them in the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, we give you glory right now, Lord. For moving that soul and putting him and her on the path of righteousness. I see a reversal. I see a reversal. Somebody was driving down the wrong road, but you just intercepted. Put the car in reverse. It's go this way. Jesus, we praise you. Do it for the backslider right now. For that one contemplating suicide. Thank you for the reverse. Thank you for the reverse. Yes, we praise you now. We praise you now. Some son or daughter is turning around, going on the right road. The street called straight. You're going to give them divine power, instruction, assignment. Yeah, we praise you. Hallelujah. Good shepherd of mine. We are sheep. We say yes, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you for the green pasture. Green. Green pasture. Green. Green. Full of health, full of vitality, full of prosperity, your presence, your power, communion, holy communion with you, Lord. Green pastors, legacy, green pastors, impartation, green pastors, inheritance, green pastors, good health, good pastor, divine healing, good pastor, restoration. God, God, good pastor, you a good daddy. Yeah, we praise you, and we ain't worrying about our enemies. We bless them too. They don't decide our future fate. Thank you, Lord. Goodness and mercy follow us on the highway, on the byway, in the valley of the shadow of death, in the doctor's office, on the operating table, in the homeless shelter, in the parking lot, in the marriage bed, Jesus, in our children's schools. Yow, goodness, that's mercy. We praise you for it. Thank you for appropriating it through us toward others and everything we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for the seal of your blood, Father, and the seal of your Holy Ghost. My friend, that's my time. Join me tomorrow, day 15. We're going up and we're going in prayer. I love you guys. Good night. Oh!